Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, students. Thank you, teachers and staff. Thank you, everyone who... Let me ask this as a question. Is there anybody that doesn't learn anything anymore? Anyone not learning anything? Lacey, I saw that hand. You're busted. We'll talk Wednesday night. For me, learning is lifelong. It's ongoing. If we ever stop learning, well, if I ever stop learning, just put me in the grave. So it is that important. Excuse me. Now Simon read, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and from your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. God told Abraham, and I'm going to use the name Abraham, which God gives to him later in life, just because we all know Abraham a little bit better than Abram. But God gave Abraham a command. I want you to move to a new place. Now, Abraham lived in a time when people did not move much. Families lived in the same place, in the same home for generations. Three generations would live in the same house. Grandparents, their children, their grandchildren. We typically don't do it that way anymore in this country. Our children grow up and move away. Tracy and I talk about that all the time. When will our children move away? my son just gave me the dirty look. I thought he was not around. Why? To begin their own life. Our parents, our siblings, our children often live miles apart, maybe even states apart. But this was not the case for Abraham. God told Abraham, I want you to move to a new place. Abraham was to leave his country. For us, that'd be like leaving the United States. Leave his kindred. That's kind of like leaving Minnesota for Puerto Rico. Leaving his house, his family. For me, that was like leaving the great state of Ohio. This is big for Abraham. It is life-changing for him, for his wife, but it would also be life-changing for the whole world, in particular, life-changing for those people that would become the children of Abraham, the Jewish people, the people of Israel. A remarkable thing about the story is Abraham's age. Anybody catch how old Abram was, as Simon read? He was 75. Let me tell you, if I make it to 75, the last thing I want to do when I'm age 75 is to move, a major move to a different place. I might need to move into an old folks' home. But the last thing I want is God to say, Raleigh, it's time for you to go to Puerto Rico. I was going to say Timbuktu, but I did make a similar move once following God's call. When I left Ohio for Minnesota in 1976 for my third year of college, a transfer student to Augsburg College, I remember how tough it was to say goodbye to my family. How tough it was to move to this strange city called Minneapolis. How tough it was for this farm boy to move to the big city. There were no family or friends there. It was a new start for me, a tough one, but I believe that God was calling me to move to a new place and to begin a new life in ministry. So I ask you this question. Where are you to be? Where is anyone to be? And the answer seems to be, no matter your age, whether you're 17 or 77, you should be wherever God wants you to be. I love that sound of silence. You should be where God wants you to be. It may not be a big move or a big change or a restart in your life. Maybe what God has in mind for you, no matter your age, is a little bitty thing. To do something in a new way, or to change the world by doing a little act of kindness. Where should you be? And the answer is wherever God wants you to be. Back to Abraham. God promised three things to him. One, I will make you a great nation. Abram and Sarah are old. They are childless. And yet God promised that they would be the start of a great nation. And the children of Abraham and Sarah, the Jewish people, the people of Israel. Two, God promised to bless Abraham and Sarah. Now, God doesn't really specify what this blessing is for the two of them. Will they be rich? Will they be powerful? Will they be smart? Will they have a lot of possessions? Will they be at peace? Will they have health and wholeness? It isn't specified, but God promised to bless them. We know the rest of the story. Even though they are old and childless, Abraham and Sarah will have a son, and that son will have two sons, one of whom will have 12 sons, and it grows into this great nation. Abraham and Sarah did not see the blessing that God had in mind for them, but they had faith. Faith in God, faith that God would bless them. God promises to bless you and me. We may not know the nature of the blessings. We may not receive the blessings that we may want. And in parentheses, I have like a new Cadillac. Wouldn't that be nice if God just blessed me with a new Cadillac? No. But God blesses each and every one of us with peace, with life, and with hope. The third promise that God made to Abraham was to make his name great. And this has happened throughout the ages. Three great world religions called Abraham their father, the Jewish people, the Islamic people, and the Christian people by adoption through Jesus Christ. A great nation, a blessing, and a great name. One final question and thought about today's story. Why? Why did God, or why would God want to bless Abraham and Sarah? The answer is found in the second half of verse 2, and it reads, so that you will be a blessing. Powerful phrase here. God blessed Abraham and Sarah with the promise of land, descendants, greatness. God promises to watch over us and to bless us in a variety of ways. But why are Abraham and Sarah blessed? Why are you and me blessed? So that you and I will be a blessing to others. God's blessings are not so much that you and I get ahead or be rich or famous or powerful. God's blessings are so that you and I can be a blessing to others. It is a called being a servant. On this day of celebrating students going back to school with the blessing of backpacks, I think about the example of teachers, school teachers, bus drivers, custodians, cooks, aides, administrators. Why do school people do what they do? A large part of it is to have a job, to have some income. But I think for many, if not most or all of them, they want to make a positive difference in the lives of the students they connect with. School teachers and staff are blessed to be a blessing to our young people. And the same is true for members of the medical field, social workers, government workers, members of the military, firefighter, police, trash collectors, people in retail sales, factory workers, farmers, everyone. All of these people, you and me with them, we are all blessed by God so that we may be a blessing to others. So let us go where God calls us to go, to bless everyone, everywhere. Amen.